brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today, the 9th day of July, 2008. I talked to Governor Ventura from his home this morning. I'll be telling you about that conversation coming up in the next segment. It concerns a fraudulent report by ABC News saying that he had announced for the U.S. Senate. Though I will tell you that it was lined up to have him either way announce that next Tuesday will be the date. I'll just leave it at that. But we'll tell you a little bit more about this controversy. It's very important on the other side, just as a educational example of the dirty tricks that the establishment plays, and all the more reason he needs to run, showing that they are concerned about him. Pat Carmack, the maker of the Money Masters, amazing three-hour-plus film available at Infowars.com about the history of the private banking cartel that owns and runs our society, and they're now fully imploding the currency and the economy so they can have a criminal consolidation. They will be joining us, both Pat Carmack and the narrator, for an hour and a half at noon Central Time today. Then for 30 minutes, Steve Watson, he was taken in by the anti-terror police, as millions of Britons are now, it's all part of the new secret policing system. We don't have to talk about this happening to others. This has happened to me, it's happened to Steve, it's happening to many others. And then Ralph Winterrude, very interesting fellow who's really done some great research into these private mercenary agencies of government. He'll be joining us for his maiden voyage with us. First time he'll be on with us coming up in the fourth hour today. This will also be the first time that we have had the makers of The Money Masters, the preeminent film on the Federal Reserve Crime Syndicate. Very well done. I remember that sucker was out in 1998. I remember putting it on Access Television, airing it over and over again. That was the four-hour version. It's been cut down to about 3.5 hours. That's on one DVD again. And even if you know all about it, your neighbors, friends, and family don't, get the 1995 film at Infowars.com. But Pat Carmack and others joining us. Okay, huge news today. Really important information that we are going to be going over and covering. There is so much of it that we will be covering after the break. This radio show today is shaping up for one of those that nobody wants to miss, because of the information that is going to be conveyed and covered and relayed in the next 4 hours. Here's some of the news coming up. Ventura, ABC Senate report run a lie, flat-out misrepresentation. He told me that just about an hour and a half ago. Also, the disinfo piece itself from ABC News, Jesse Ventura to run for Senate. Oil rebounds on Iranian missile launch. California town creates parking havens for the growing number of homeless Americans living in their cars. Russia warns U.S. over Czech missile shield, warns military action against U.S. Terror stopped for putting my hand in my pocket, Steve Watson. Toddlers who dislike spicy food are racist and are being recorded in the racist terror file. This is London Telegraph. You can't make this up. We are all hardcore crooks now. You're going to spend hardcore time in forced labor camps, ladies and gentlemen, for any reason at all. And if you don't like it, the SWAT teams will gun you down in a pile of a bloody heap. You think I'm joking? This is the hell force that's being released on us. Higher CO2 levels may be good for plants, German scientists report. This is out of the Associated Press. And the French news agency is also reporting on it. This revelation is like saying animals may thrive on oxygen, or fish may like to live in water. But it's a big announcement. CO2 may be good. No. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About 6 months ago, we wrote stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com breaking the news of Homeland Security in their own public reports. The Congress was considering and looking at technologies to have us all wear taser bracelets. This is the new, I mean, that's worse than 1984, worse than Brave New World. Only the prisoners wore those in The Running Man. We would all wear them when getting on airplanes. All guilty until proven innocent. And then the debate within Homeland Security would be, would terrorists be able to take the bracelets off instead of, what type of society is this? Can you trust the government to do that? I mean, how obviously corrupt is this? How ridiculous the government that would push this? They're the threat. And people didn't believe it. They didn't believe it when we posted the company out of Canada pushing it with their little presentation video. They didn't believe it when we posted the Homeland Security links. It's in the Washington Post yesterday. The Washington Post is reporting on it and talking about it and basically copying articles that we wrote and others wrote about it. I mean, it's an anti-taser bracelet story. I mean, I guess the establishment thinks it's not quite time in the Washington Post to tell us how great it is. They're just introducing it to us. Kind of like the Washington Post 6 years ago, I had the writer on for WashTech, their technology section, saying, yes, I've been to technology consortium meetings where they say that they're promoting the body modification and piercing community in television and in movies to prepare the public for microchip implantation. Of course, Aaron Russo said that he met with Nick Rockefeller, and he said the same thing. And then now you see the Washington Post and others reporting that it's great to have implantable chips. So, I mean, this is a massive concerted effort to condition you, and then we got Army reports saying they were using the media to condition you to prepare the public for implantation of chips to control you. That's a public Army report, Army War College, declassified in January 7th, 2000, by the Federation of American Scientists. This is not Alex Jones saying this. This is really what they plan to do. And now you hear England announcing 2 weeks ago, BBC reporting, saying it's wonderful that they want to make all prisoners take implantable chips and then all parolees, you see. England's always on the cutting edge of everything tyrannical. So we're here. It's happening. And all of this integrates in to the basic fact that the U.S., the British, and other Western governments from the 40s through to today release lethal chemical and biologicals on a routine basis in small towns and big cities, killing groups of Americans and others, and then having military doctors in place at local hospitals under grants to quietly cover up the deaths and then to file reports, which are then later even declassified. They murder us at will. They murder us continually. They write books calling the military and police dumb animals that follow our orders. They're laughing at you, police and military. They nerve gas military. They test biologicals on police. We believe they did that 8 years ago at the DPS headquarters. A bunch of people got sick there. We know they were running a test at the time. Do you like being sprayed by your masters? I mean, we know they're doing this. Just like yesterday, I played a clip, mainstream news about it. This is happening. They are poisoning the food. They are poisoning the water. You are under eugenics attack. The question is, will you stop denying it and at least look at the claims I just made? I mean, if there's a 1% chance what I just said is true, you better look into it now. Well, it's 100%. It's absolutely documented. And you take my challenge, police officers listening right now, you go look into it and you find out if they're doing this. And then you ask yourselves, why are they doing it? It is to create cadres of hundreds of thousands of internal enforcers who, if they'll even spray their own police, and if they'll even spray their own military, then they will certainly do it to the population. This is a test to create cold-blooded automatons. Here's an example. It's in mainstream news yesterday. They have the citizen, you know, quote, auxiliary police, who are unarmed all over England, and they have been ordered to frisk everybody, search everybody, randomly line people up and question them to get them into files, into databases. And they've been ordered not to help drowning people. So when they see kids drowning in the river, in the Thames, they don't help them. And they stand by and watch a small child right there on the edge of the water drowned, saying, "We have orders not to help." See, I mean, it's total automaton. They're not even evil. They are, it's all robotic training. Everything is robotic training, just like it's robotic training for a helicopter pilot to fly over U.S. troops in a field. He doesn't ask what's in the tank. He robotically follows orders. He sprays it. The men collapse and die. And then other military comes and picks up the dead bodies, and then they're told, "This is classified, you don't talk about this." And then they bring the men in a month later, they brief them, "What's your feelings on this? What do you think about it?" Those that say, "Well, it looks like a test we need to do. I know they died, but, you know, this is just, we've got to do this, know what the enemy's going to do." They say, "That's it, you're going straight up to command level, you're going to be running entire ops." Boom, houses in Maui, millions of dollars, next you're dealing narcotics, next you're running hit squads, next you're put into the black op government. Because you would openly take part in murdering your own people, your own police officers, your own military people. You go right to the top. You understand how this works? And so there's a cadre now of at least 200 plus thousand military, police, government, company executives, all in this criminal network. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, do you know the hardcore will, the dark power, I mean, the dark will to take a two-year-old child a healthy, happy baby and put them in a radiation chamber in New Mexico or Arizona or Texas or New York, and to flip the switch and hit them with so much radiation they die an hour later. I mean, to take a little baby, a little toddler, and to murder them. Your government did that more than 4,000 times in Endgame. We have the Atomic Energy Agency's own admissions, a link to their page, where they disclose it all. Murdering children. And again, it's like you train a dog. They first said, we're going to radiate a terminally ill, retarded child. And, well, it's sad, but we got to test what radiation does. Then it's, well, this child is a little brain damaged. All right. Then, all right, now we're going to kill 4,000 healthy children. Get ready. We've got to test what happens with healthy ones. These children were taken from their parents. Their parents are, you know, white trash, single parent. See, that's the eugenics idea. Just like they had the head of the Psychiatry Association in Texas last year, it's an Endgame, before the state legislature, and Susanna Hupp, Representative Susanna Hupp, says, well, why are 67% of the children on psychotropic drugs? And he said, well, they have a bad gene pool. They have bad genes. We have to do that. Of course, that's all quackery, but even if you believe it's bad genes, they don't test, they don't look, they don't just, well, the bad genes is evident by the fact that we CPS their children. And so we give them drugs that then result in all sorts of mental problems and health problems. And the average child, of course, that they have on those drugs is on 7. I mean, I've seen it in mainstream news reports where they put a kid's healthy and happy, gets CPS'd or gets in trouble or goes and has a BB gun fight with a neighbor kid and the police arrest them, something most of us did. And then 4 years later, they're in a coffin because they put them on 14 drugs. And then they were having seizures on 7, so they put them on 7 more, and then they just die. And they're dying all around you. They're dying. And they take children, and they test pesticides on them until they die. And they even put it in the mainstream papers and report, well, should they have taken 8-year-old Gregory from his mother, healthy black boy, and fed him pesticides till he died? The first few days at the facility, Gregory was walking around and happy and doing well. But as they tested the pesticide on him at the private facility, he was then in the bed, and poor Gregory tried to escape, so they strapped him down. And then, you know, after a month of having it administered, young Gregory died. Is that good? Kind of like, you know, we play the Australian piece about the U.S. government asked the Australians to nerve gas with lethal nerve gas 200 of their troops. Is that good? We played that news. Is that a good thing? See, just, oh, would they just nerve gas troops and want to kill them? I mean, is that okay? I mean, is that illegal? I'm going to tell you again, military and police, your masters, those that make you think you have authority and you're the good guys and you're doing it all for a good reason and you're going to take blood from us at checkpoints, you're being trained to perform medical procedures. You'll see in the next year or two now after this federal grant announced, well, since you've already been doing that, now you're going to do forced inoculations. You know, our officers have already taken blood. You see, it's a path to hell. It's increments. And now, toddlers who dislike spicy food are racist. It is a government group, watchdog group, funded at about $24 million or 12 million pounds a year. And they are telling all the government toddler preschools and private ones under law that if a child doesn't like food, they are to be put in a racist database and to be turned over to police. Because not liking a spicy food, what child does? I mean, let me give you a newsflash. Children don't like spicy food in Thailand. They don't feed them that till they're about 3. But, I mean, you're saying that sounds crazy. It's meant to be crazy. Behavioral psychologists came up with this to where it's all so nuts what the government's doing. You just kind of have your mouth hanging open. Two-year-olds are being put in criminal databases. If their parents have a criminal record, they're saying it's their genetics. I mean, this is a reign of terror that is upon us. We'll cover this when we get back, then get into the Jesse Ventura news. I talked to him this morning and a lot more. tons of key info. Very important. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. Singing softly this world is not my home. Your memories take me back again. When I was young and Grandma wasn't old, when she guided me as I watched life unfold. Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold. When I was young, Grandma wasn't old.
You see, there's good, wholesome people out there. Like Willie Nelson's grandma that raised him, like Willie Nelson, like you, like me. Then there's dark, evil, wicked people that count on us not being able to get our minds around the things that they're doing to us. Now, if our criminal government, the black op government that took over completely in 1947 of the National Security Act and began immediately killing its own military, its own citizens, spraying towns with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, and then practicing the cover-up of the in the news media, practice the co-opting of the local constabulary. That's what it's all about. Why did they want to do that? To build an evil force in government, a secret force that would do anything. And then decades later, it's declassified in our face. People say, well, why do they do that? It's just part of the throwing it in your face, part of the conditioning you. Regardless of why they do it, and they admit it. And so if they would take more than 4,000, this is what they admit, children and murder them with radiation in the U.S. and pay Israel to radiate 110,000 children, all declassified, all public, then why wouldn't they kill 3,000 of us on 9/11? Stop being chumps. Stop being in denial. This is life and death. I'm a very serious person in my private life. Years ago, I screwed around, joked a lot, was really a lot more happy. But every day, every moment, every time I catch myself distracted by a good novel or by some entertainment movie I want to see or, you know, going out with friends and eating a good dinner, maybe drinking a beer, don't do that anymore. You know why? Because I know, folks, that I've got a total responsibility to warn you. Do I do the best job of it? Probably not. The point is, I mean, we got psychos running things. They're killing us. It's absolutely admitted. They carried out 9/11 just as surely as they radiated those children and admit they did. And I know I'm talking more and more about this because it's just more and more I realize when you try to convince somebody about 9/11, when I was on the BBC and they had 5-1 on live international BBC radio, the main BBC, 5-1 against me worldwide, tens of millions of listeners conservatively, 5-1. I knew I had to hit them fast and I came right out with it. You can hear the audio online. And I said, first off, I just want to say it's declassified. Our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin attack, staged the USS Liberty attack, now admitted, planned other attacks like Operation Northwoods, Operation Ajax in Iran. Our government stages terror attacks. And then I tried to come out with the second volley and they did the Tuskegee experiment with syphilis in black men, and they radiated children, and they're still doing it right now, and they sterilized 500,000 in the U.S. alone that we know of, and eugenics. But they cut me off. But still, they then had a debate about that, and they had to admit, okay, what he said was true, but they didn't carry out the big terror attack. And I had them. I defeated them all right there. It was like in a boxing match. I came right out, 5-1, and I hit the biggest one right square in the nose and broke their nose in the debate, and they fell over. It didn't matter if they piled on with as much disinfo as they wanted. The fact is the criminals that run our government have done this stuff over and over again. You understand that if I wasn't as prominent as I am, my life wouldn't be worth one red cent? You think I enjoy the fact that I have gone head up against psycho killers that have killed hundreds of millions last century and have already killed tens of millions this century, in the last 8 years worldwide with eugenics operations and wars and starvation, and we have their own State Department plan to do it? You think I like that? You think it's some macho thrill? It is. Makes my blood flow like ice water. But I am committed to defend the weak. I am committed to face the truth, no matter how horrible it is, and make provisions for it. And I'll tell you what overrides that cold ice water feeling is the fiery passion and love I have for my fellow man. My love of all your innocence and all your decency. I will defend you. I will stand for you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
We're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman with razor blades and dice in her eyes. Just a touch of sadness in her face, thunder and lightning in her thighs. All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to play a song for you, Top Ranking by Bob Marley, here in just a moment. Then I want to get back into the news. All of us, you know, have differences. I'm different from Bob Marley. He was had a black mama and a white daddy. His daddy was a captain in the British Royal Marines. His mama was a poor 18-year-old girl on a sugarcane plantation. They'd always ask Bob Marley, what color are you? And he said, well, I'm on the white side or the black side. I'm going to God's side, the guy that, the individual, the entity that decided that I'd be black and white. And he talks about top ranking. People love to fight with each other, and sometimes you can't resist. I mean, I love Hispanic people. I like a lot of things about their culture. I'm not individually against them wanting a better life, but I understand they've been brainwashed and told the U.S. belongs to them and it needs to be brought down. That is the illegal aliens. And our own government's funded for 60-plus years to make sure that they've been taught that, and the general public's not aware of it. And all I know is the globalists want to bring down this country, and they're helping use third-world labor and third-world balkanization to do it, so I'm against the open borders. But that's not because I'm against the illegal aliens, even though I know that they think I'm the evil gringo, many of them. But it doesn't mean that I then still don't fight against the policy which the New World Order's for, because anything the New World Order's for, I'm against. I can, even in an unintellectual level, just know anything they're for must be bad, and then I can intellectually track back that, yes, that decision is correct. But does that mean I'm against the poor, desperate people in Mexico, where all the toxic waste of the United States, much of it's being dumped, where upwards of one-third of their children are born in Mexico City without a brain? There's a syndrome where it's about a tenth the size, and basically they're just born as complete vegetables in comas. It's horrible. I want that to stop. But that won't stop. We'll just have a fake carbon tax on carbon dioxide while the real toxic waste and genetic engineering and all the true crises and deforestation accelerates. Do I want to shut down all the death mills killing blacks, killing Hispanics, killing whites, the Planned Parenthood facilities, calling people of color subhuman trash weeds that need to be exterminated? Do I get angry at the pimp leaders of the blacks and the Hispanics and the whites who will never tell their people the truth? Yes. Do I get frustrated when I know who the real enemy is? The tiny cabal of less than 2,000 globalists and their cadres of only a few hundred thousand enforcers who are carrying out this merciless attack on humanity. Does it make me mad when I reach out and try to expose how they cherry-pick the black community for their most vicious biological and chemical and radiological test currently going on? And then some black supremacist, you know, individual puts a YouTube video out saying I'm a white devil and I'm a demon and nothing good can come from a white person. Do I realize how mindless and wicked that is and how blinded that person is spiritually, mentally, intellectually? Yes. But I still don't hate black people because some black people hate my guts because I happen to be from Northern Europe. Predominantly, I've got some Native American. I realize we're all human beings, and I realize if they're murdering black children in New York or in Angola, that my children aren't safe at an instinctive level. I mean, emotionally, I'm upset by it, but I can analyze my programming, my basic makeup, and understand why it's there. Because what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. You know, they want us all fussing and fighting with each other. They want us attacking each other. They want us to debate, you know, within our own movement against tyranny in the New World Order, to spend all our time fighting with each other like it's some type of popularity contest. It isn't. This is a pitched battle, life and death. I'm in the ditch, on the front lines, swinging my musket against the New World Order, and you're not helping me, a lot of you. You're busy back, armchair quarterbacking, critiquing everybody else, debating all day exactly who's at the top of the pyramid, while we are under chemical and biological red-level attack. The number one thing you need to educate people about is government-sponsored terror and the tens of thousands of declassified examples of how they're murdering all of us. No matter what color you are, we're all under soft-kill attack. And if you don't know what a soft-kill weapon is, brothers, you better find out, brothers and sisters. I don't care what color you are. I'm not dedicating my life and putting myself in the way of the New World Order fist for nothing. I am doing it because my humanity cries out against what's happening, and it's time to unify against the New World Order and direct all of our energies against them. This song is for all of you out there, all of you to get refocused on the prize of exposing world government, exposing their program, exposing that government, local, state, and federal, is the engine, the mechanism, the drill bit they use to attack you and your family, and that it must be hacked back and reduced in size, and that it must be fully discredited, or it will now carry out its great work, which is the extermination of 80 to 90% of us. You think it's going to be bad when we're in a depression? That's nothing compared to the next phases that come after that. The nerve gassing, the biological attacks, always, you know, your flat screen TV is telling you it's a man with a beard that did it, with a turban. So you clutch to the knee of the black ski mask cop who himself is under attack, but thinks he's working for a system that's defending you when it's really a system that's killing him and you. So here it is, Bob Marley's Top Ranking. Together. That's what it comes down to in the final equation. We are under chemical and biological, radiological attack right now. Dr. Doug Rocky, the head of the Depleted Uranium Weapons Program, the man that wrote the manuals in the 80s and 90s, thousands and thousands of troops from the first Gulf War have died of the lung and nasal cancers. It is definitely caused by it. They use a lot more of it in the last Gulf War. The troops are living in former bases that the Republican Guard were in that were hit by DU munitions. The DU munitions are now in scores of different calibers, different missiles, different guns, different artillery shells. They're now using it at proving grounds all over the U.S. Another example of what they're doing to us, just how bad it is. I was just reading his report last night with the numbers of dead and dying from it. It is incredibly cold-blooded what the elite are doing. what the globalists are doing to us. And it's time to come together. It's time to focus on the issues that really matter and not let the COINTELPRO operations of the New World Order get us infighting with each other. I'll say this. It's human nature. Our society is degenerating. We all know that. I have been betrayed and backstabbed by so many people. I've tried to give a hand up in this movement. Others have delusionally believed I've done things to them. And I just say a lot of times I have hate for those people and dislike. I'm going to bury the hatchet. That doesn't mean I'll associate with any of them, but I'm not going to hate them at a spiritual level or a mental level. And I'm just going to turn the other cheek yet again to everybody. Because folks, I am so frustrated and upset by all the deceived people I see in our movement who spend their time spinning their wheels and going down rabbit trails that don't matter. All I want to do is to get you to be the leaders you are and to reach out to others and to reach out to them and expose them to the reality of what is coming down, the Holocaust, the annihilation, the desolation that is happening on so many fronts, the intensification of the New World Order plan to turn this world into hell, which they think is a heaven. I mean, I don't know what you call hundreds of thousands of our own troops. I mean, you may dehumanize the Iraqis and not care about them. You know, nobody cares when they kill Iraqi kids on tape, and they care if they kill a dog. Well, you better care about our own troops. I mean, I watch the Senate hearings as the people are in the wheelchairs dying, and then you hear a week later they've died. I read the reports. I get the calls. I get mailed the medical reports where they say, absolutely, depleted uranium has destroyed your lungs. You're dying of cancer. And then they go to the VA, and the VA says, yep, we're not going to look at that other medical report. You're not going to get any care. Just go die. Meanwhile, in a whole other area of society, they're saying that when a Muslim's having their house searched in England, the dog will wear booties, little footies, little shoes, so that the dirty devil dog doesn't get any of its evil in their home. See, that's how the globalists operate. They will do something silly that makes everybody think, oh, they're rolling a red carpet out for the Muslims. But then they'll arrest Muslims and citizens and Christians. It doesn't matter. They set the precedent with them with no warrant, torture them, fly them out of the country for torture, even if they're a citizen. So they'll take their basic rights, but then give them ridiculous ones that don't exist, just to make it look silly and stupid. See how they operate? The games they play. Here's an article, London Telegraph, and you can go to the government report on this. Toddlers who dislike spicy food, racist. And they're put in racism databases for life at age 2 to 3, and they give them hot sauce. And of course, any child would not like hot sauce. But see, that's now a thought crime. You want to know what life's going to be like very soon? Look what it's like for children. You draw a picture. They say, draw a picture of your father or your mother for career day. You draw a picture of your dad, who's a Marine Corps major. You're arrested because there's a sidearm on him. That's a real case. You're valedictorian. It's the last day of school. You brought a cake to your teacher because you're the teacher's pet to have a little party after school. Security guard sees a plastic box of Dixie knives, forks, and spoons. You're arrested. You're stripped of your diploma. Real case. See, it's about mindless zero-tolerance enforcement. Like, oh, the auxiliary police in England are not supposed to help someone drowning. They are told to call a official officer. So the small child in 3 feet of water is drowning. You don't help them. The older brother goes in and begins drowning to get the child. You don't help them. You watch them die, and you are promoted for mindless, robotic. That's what they want from you. And so they say to the government-funded, they call it Smart Start in England. It's all under the same program. It's all systematic everywhere, all the programs run by the same people, doesn't matter what nation. If the child is to be fed to teach them not to be racist, because eating jalapenos, eating curry, it lists those. If you don't like jalapenos when you're 3, which whose taste buds are ready for? I mean, you know, Mexican children here in Texas don't eat jalapenos at 3. I didn't start eating until I was about 4. I love them now, just gobble them. But the point is that The child doesn't even know what the concept of racism is. They're just there in their class with all these other kids. And, oh, you don't, you, it says if they say yuck, they go in the racism database, police are called. Yuck is racism. Just like they arrested Robin Page, BBC reporter, for saying rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. The word homosexual is scientific, but it is considered by some to be hurtful. He was arrested. Toddlers who turn their noses up at spicy food from overseas could be branded racist by a government-sponsored agency. See, now Steve Watson was detained for putting his hand in his pocket with his date getting on a bus. This just happened. I have been detained for videotaping in London. Everyone, it's just like worse than East Germany. At its height. There's just secret police everywhere running up to you. It's all over. This is the new system. This is the new system. If you question the government, your house gets robbed a day after by the police. I mean, this is it. We're going into it. You understand?
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Napoleon was a great and wise general in his own right, though he is known to have met his Waterloo when he squared off with the English general, the Duke of Wellington, in 1815. But before that, he was known as a military genius with many a battlefield victory. But few know of one of his battle secrets. Few know of one of his secrets that's called a trade secret. And since his trade was war, you might call it his war trade secret. The story goes that it had to do with what they called the idiot, who was, according to story, stationed right outside his battlefield command tent. So called because the man was mentally slower than most men. You might say he was mentally impaired. This man in Napoleon's employ, called the idiot, was responsible in part, in great part, for many of Napoleon's great victories. It's quite a story, how he used the idiot in his battlefield tactics and command. And we tell that story at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go there and hear the story and learn how that story applies to you and the commander-in-chief over you. Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I saw a report yesterday by the American Medical Association. They said that children as young as 3 need to be put on cholesterol statins. Now, the studies are just now coming out that statins really don't help you. They actually hurt you. That what's making people die is trans fats, which just turn into, like, basically plastic inside your arteries. It builds up. It's not natural. But that won't matter. They won't tell you not to eat those. They'll just say, reduce your cholesterol. But by the way, your connective tissue's made out of, your collagen, your heart valves, your brain, you actually need the, quote, good and bad cholesterol. We've got all the studies on that. People who don't even have seizures, if they don't get enough fat, will have seizures. In fact, seizures are way up with these people that have the non-fat diets and don't get the type of fats they need, especially in some of these hardcore vegetarians that don't eat anything that's got any real fat in it. I'm not knocking vegetarians. The point is you're gonna get sick. Now, they don't care. It, of course, is Merck, the same folks that brought you Vioxx, made all people have the heart attacks, same people that brought you Gardasil. This is how they're targeting the children. This is even ABC News admitting Gardasil under fire for health issues. Now, this is a whitewash. The drug was really approved about 16 months ago, or in early 2007. But they say it was approved 2 years ago, and then they give the numbers, which are the numbers we got a year ago when they first got some preliminaries. There have been 7,802 adverse event reports, but remember, about 1 in 10 where the new drug gets reported, so you can say it's 10 times that. Reports from, so that's close to, what is that, 70,000 something. FDA approved its use 2 years ago, according to the CDC. Girls and women have blamed the vaccine for causing ailments from nausea to paralysis, even death. Well, I mean, I know women here in Austin that have taken it and almost died and had to have, you know, parts of their bodies amputated. The CDC says none of the 10 confirmed deaths were linked to the vaccine. That's not true. They admitted in the trials there were deaths. So, you know, you'd read ABC News here, and they go, oh boy, it's admitting, you know, 7,000 plus have gotten really sick and all this, but it's saying there's been 10 deaths, but they're saying that part's not linked. Then you go to Gardasil, Merck's own website, and it says it doesn't protect you from that particular virus. It says, we think it might, but if you already are infected with the virus, as about half the women in America are, who are over the age of 20, if you've had more than 3 sexual partners, you probably got it. Very common. In fact, you can get it, you know, at playgrounds. You can get it at the gym. It's all over, folks. You ever had a wart on you? Well, most of those are this virus. You ever had a wart, folks? You ever had one between your fingers? Ever had one? I mean, I've not had a lot of warts, but I stepped on a nail when I was a kid and got one. I've got it. And now I got a little bitty one under my arm. I got to go cut off or something. Oh, I need Gardasil. It's all over for me. Oh, now they're saying boys need it. Boys need to have it because it's associated with cancer. And that's right. A woman gets in her cervix and lets hundreds of warts grow over years. It irritates the skin, just like cigarette smoke irritates the lung tissue. It breaks down the cell walls, and then you get cancer. But that's what happens. Body parts that get extra wear and tear, cells only have so many divisions, and then they wear out and malfunction. So the warts make you have too many cell divisions, and then you get cancer. But if you go get them scraped off and get your gynecological exam and get cleaned up, you're not going to get it. But this shot gives you a 45% increase in getting a cancer. They say, we don't know if it prevents the cervical cancer, but we know it gives you the cancer if you already have the virus. Merck is telling you your death sentence. But see, that's the weird contract law. As long as you know what you're signing on to, they can kill you. Yard is still under fire for health issues. Well, see, it's the same company saying we want to put kids on heart medication, which fries your liver and everything else. Yeah, let's put the 3-year-olds on statin drugs, which admittedly are killing people wholesale. But people are going to do it, folks. They do whatever the scumbag eugenicists tell them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.